Our next report comes from Virginia. Gage is our reporter.
Hello, my name's Gage Benz, and I'm reporting from my class, Miss Bellman's fifth grade classroom in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School Phenology for Tuesday, October 14, 2019. Jack saw a spider on a cattail. Kennedy saw a blade of grass and it cut her finger. She also had a robin hit her window and took care of it and then released it. Noah saw a raccoon eating a spider of some kind, a bug without wings. Lindsay saw a bear standing on its back legs. Mason saw a swan in the water. Izzy went grouse hunting and saw 8 grouse. Miss Bellman saw a family of 3 swans living in the pond on the way to Highway 53. The swans can be seen out of the middle of the pond during the day and tucked into a bed of weeds. In the morning, Miss Bellman's family also found a early cross fox by their house. The cause of death is still undetermined, but managed or rabies was a possibility. Hayden saw a worm while smashing toy eggs. Delia saw a baby fox sleeping in the middle of the street in Aurora. Tiana saw a doe eating red berries. Gideon and Akiva also saw deer. Finn saw a dead crow and a raccoon by the gas station. That is all for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Gage. Nice job. Lots of things up there in the Virginia area caught the eyes of the students. Spiders, robins, bears, swans, bats. We need more bats. Fox and crow, a dead crow. This is not the season that I see dead crows. By now, most of the crows are pretty well educated about the dangers of life in the wilds. And usually it's June when I see dead crows because they just are learning how to fly, the young ones, and they haven't quite figured out the timing on cars. But well, there's a lot of things can affect crows, I guess.